Alpha 7 Japan Mobile.
E7J, KN4 VWA.
W2T. Reno and Rusty Reno, good morning. Well, no, afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Hell, the gang's all here. Well, I'm in Spartanburg spending money.
Buying out the, the hardware store down here and all. And I'm just sitting at home trying to work a sideband net on 20 meters this afternoon.
Nancy Mountain on my way back to the house. Got to stop off at Sherwin-Williams and pick up some paint. But anyway, beautiful day today. Could have asked for a nicer day to be up on Nancy Mountain. Go ahead, Steve. Pass it around.
KN4VWA, I may be a little scratchy over here. I'm sitting over here just off of 29 in Spartanburg under a power line. So, anyhow, I'm enjoying the day, just restocking and going to grab a little lunch and then head back to the house and work. I don't know if I told you, Bob, but I picked up a auto lift.
Might want to respond to him. Nah, I'm just sitting here. I just heard you hollering. Before I could get the mic in hand, Steve beat me to it. Yeah, he's been down here buying out one of these hardware stores around here. And I got all that money to spend. Anyway, I got to go give the dog a bath, so I'll catch both of you later. ND7J with KN4VWA, W2T.
Okay, Rusty, good to hear you. Hope you're feeling well, recovering from your little surgery deal there. And, I got to give the dog a bath. That's always a fun time, so enjoy that. Probably end up getting a bath yourself. That's how it works in our house anyway. And, Steve, yeah, you had mentioned to me the other day that you picked up an auto lift. That's pretty cool. And actually could have used it yesterday, but we got her done a different way. But anyway, just like I said, just got done putting a 600-foot beverage up aimed right at Europe, up at Nancy Mountain. So that's up and ready to roll.
Wow, I'm back out of that shadow now, I think. So I think you should be able to hear me. I'm on a little cheesy mag mount antenna. That's great. That's up there for Fred.
Up there, ready to roll.
Cool. All right. Well, he should be knocking them dead from up there now.
He was on 40 and 80 last night on the verticals that I built, and he was knocking them out, DX all over the place on 40 and 80 on the two verticals that I put up there for him. And they got a 160-meter antenna up there now working correctly. Had to trim that about 20 feet. So 40, 80, and 160 is well covered with a beverage receive antenna for those three. So we're in good shape there. And then the big beam, 10 through 20. So he's in pretty good shape for 10 through 160.
Wow, that's great. All right. Hey, what did you say the dates were on that contest that you were talking about? Is that this weekend?
Starts next Friday. Starts a week from yesterday. It'll be Friday, Saturday. It'll start Friday night at 8, and it'll go Sunday evening until 8.
Okay. All right. Cool beans. I got to check with Mama here, make sure we haven't got anything going to where I can really give it some attention. But I think I may go ahead and try to do that.
3FJP software, correct?
Oh, yeah. N3FJP, FT8. Yeah, I'm up and running, baby.
Contest, you need to go to the N3FJP website, and you need to download the CQ Worldwide SSB contest software, and then put in your username and password and register it, and you'll be all ready to rock and roll on that contest.
Sounds good. You know, I think I heard somewhere they're doing the Boy Scouts contest this weekend.
Hey, I4LCI Mobile, not far from Bob Bear. That's where I'm headed now.
But I got my certificate I've been so bored with not a lot of DXing going on, so I decided to work the Route 66. I got my certificate for that. I worked them all in about 5 hours. But anyway, it was still fun.
KI-4LZI-Mobile, they are. I'm not that far from Bob right now, up here on Highway 11, leaving my house heading to where they're going to be doing it now. Down there on the other side of the traveling train.
And we'll go from there. How's that sound?
You need to leave a little gap in there, guys. LZI is in there with the transmission. This is LZI.
Okay, everybody's doubling with everybody. So let's, Andy, go ahead. And Steve, I didn't hear none of it because you doubled with Andy. And good morning, Tom. Andy, go ahead. You got it.
KI-4LZI Mobile. I'm not that far from you. I'm just leaving my house, heading over to that he was talking about Wall Gold. It's going to be on the other side of Traveler's Rest where the little mini field day is.
I'm actually back almost to Hendersonville now, but I was up there on Nancy Mountain. So, Steve, go ahead, pick it up.
Yeah, I was saying I'd give you a phone call later on about some details on that other. And I'm going to go ahead and back on out of here and let y'all make room. I'll make room for everybody else. So I will catch you later, Bob, ND7J, and everybody else, Tom, N0TR. Y'all have fun. Take it away, KN4VWA. I'm clear.
In front of a dollar store here waiting on my niece, and she just come out. We just went in to get a birthday card, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, but thanks for thinking of me. And good morning to you and to Bernice as well. Or good afternoon, I guess. We're on afternoon now.
Go ahead, Andy.
About the Boy Scouts, and I was just telling, mentioning them that that's where I was headed to. Y'all go ahead and carry on. I just mentioned that because that's where I'm going for now. KI-4LZI Mobile. Go ahead, Tom, and rest of you, I'll go back to monitor.
Well, sound like you're set up and doing good, Bob. I got my 160 Carolina Windham up. Bernice and I did finally yesterday. Had a few problems, but now it's working. Glad to have that done. Now I need to look back into my beverage, and I'm going to replace that fence wire with 14-gauge solid, but taking it easy here for a few days. I'm kind of, I got a lot of pain, put it that way, I'm putting the other one up. Go ahead, Bob.
It was putting up another beverage, and I didn't already have, and I had to buy wire. I'd buy that copper clad from Wireman. It's not expensive at all. It's very tough, very tough, and would work really great for a beverage. I actually used it to make my loop, and it worked very well, and it's really stout. It's not going to break on you, not for a good long time anyway.
That's what I used for my 160. Bill recommended it, and it's great. Go ahead, Andy.
Don't carry on. I just wanted to point that out when he mentioned that. I'm just going to be monitoring. KI-4LZI Mobile.
All righty, Andy. Well, appreciate the info for sure. And enjoy yourself down there today. I might try to tune in and see if I can work some of them scouters. So, but yeah, Tom, that copper clad stuff, I use that to make my counterpoise. I use that to make my loop. It's not easy to work with, but the end result is a really good payoff with a good stout antenna that's probably going to stay up for quite some time.
Roger on that. Yeah, I was impressed with it. Talked to Bill this morning. They'd been up the land room the other day and picked up some furniture for Elaine and him. And wow, there was a diesel truck with his foot on the gas. It was smoking real good. But yeah, it's excellent to wire. I really, really liked it. And I just happened to have a roll of 14-gauge solid, and I didn't know anything about that particular wire. Although I got some of it left. I don't know if it's long enough or not. I doubt it. So I probably have to get some more. It's an excellent choice, Bob.
bad after my first 80-meter loop broke, and I was looking for something that was going to be a little bit, have some more longevity to it. And I found this stuff, and it really is nice. The whole secret to it is, though, you got to unroll it first. You got to get it all unrolled and let it lay all on the ground in one big straight line, or you know, so it doesn't kink up on you. If you do that, you're way ahead of the game.
Yeah, you would give me that tip of the day after we already ran into that. Well, Bernice and I had a time. It'd have been a lot better if we'd have had three or four. But we thought we could take our time and do it, and it worked out good. And it's working fine. I got on there the other night and got a signal report from some guys up West Virginia and around the country. So I'm happy with it. I haven't been on very much lately, but maybe I will with that Boy Scout thing on. Thanks, Andy, for that tip. And Bob, we've arrived home. Good to hear you, buddy. Stop down here anytime. Bernice has been busy baking. She made me a lemon chiffon. What do you call that? Sponge pie or whatever. And then two petitzas. And we just took, that's a German nut roll. And we just took them down one to the grandkids and kept one for ourselves. Yeah, boy, is it good. So she's been trying to fatten me up, Bob.
Oh, all righty. Well, I think the blame for fattening up lies elsewhere. But, okay, we'll leave it at that. Thinking probably the owner of the fork or the operator of the fork is the one who fattened up. But I don't have a whole lot of room to talk. I've actually been trying to do a little bit of helping myself, so. Anyway, that's good to hear you as well, Tom. I hope you guys are doing good. I guess you're pulling in the driveway, heading in the door.
Yes, sir. Just sitting out here in the driveway, talking to you, getting ready to go in, Bob.
I'll let you go, and you guys have a good afternoon. I'm heading to store to pick up paint and a few other items, and then I'm going to actually run the log splitter this afternoon and relax. Tomorrow I'm going to begin a painting project. I'm going to repaint all living room hallways and all that stuff. So that should be fun. You guys have a good one. ND7J Mobile.
Oh, Bernice, things like that. You know, it's out of character for me to want to paint. That's not one of my favorite pastimes. Anyways. Bob, it's good to hear you, and we miss seeing you and talk to you down the line. You stay safe out there. ND7J and 0TR, 73 and clear.
Yeah, 73, Tom, and my favorite pastime is definitely not painting, but, well, it's either I do it or I pay somebody to do it, so there we go. Have a good one, ND7J Mobile.